Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So I got to tell you, one of my favorite shows ever as a kid was Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get off the bus and run. The bus, we lived down this dirt road, and they dropped us off like a house over, and I used to get off and just sprint because it was like right at 3:30 when the show started for us. So I used to go down and I'd just grab a snack and sit down and watch Gilligan's Island. And I go back to Gilligan's Island a lot of times when we talk about government. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that today because of this new Washington State House Bill, 2533.
Which is also known as the Long-Term Care Trust Act.
Yeah, Long-Term Care Trust Act that they're trying to push through. And we're going to talk about that today in detail. But people forget what government is. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're to this point now where people have no idea. They think government's this big entity out there that can just pay for everything. And they forget that that's not how it works. And, you know, when you think back at Gilligan's Island, here they are. There's seven people on a boat. They get stranded on an island, right? Mm-hmm. So you got the professor, you got Marianne and Ginger, you got Gilligan and the skipper, and you got the Howells. So you got seven people. Now, they're stuck, right? They got to mm-hmm. do certain things to survive. So think of that as a country. That's their own country, Gilligan's Island, right? Now they got to go out and pick coconuts to feed themselves. They got to work on shelter. They've got to do certain things to just survive.
Make things work, yeah.
And then they're going to get together and maybe start forming a government, and they say, hey, we're going to let the professor kind of make some decisions because he's a really smart guy, but they try to work together for the group. Mm-hmm. But generally, you have to be responsible for your own actions, right? I've got to go out and I got to pick the coconut. I got to go fishing. And so what happens, I tell people, it's like, that's fine. We're all working, picking coconuts, building our shelter, maybe helping each other out. But if Ginger goes down and decides to work on her tan for the day and night comes around and she doesn't have a coconut, then she sits there and she's going to, what, go hungry? And so she does it again. She goes hungry again. And so she finally says, wait a second. The professor has like five coconuts because he went out and worked really hard that day picking coconuts and brought some extras back. He should give me a coconut. And what we do, you know, you can see that going along. It's like you got to be responsible for your own actions. And imagine what the government's doing now. It's like now all of a sudden, Marianne and Ginger and the Howells, there's four of them, they decide, they vote that because the professor and maybe the skipper and Gilligan have extra coconuts, that they have to give their coconuts to them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do here with all these rules that we pass. People forget how government really works. And so this long-term care bill, this HS 2533 that Washington State is trying to push through, number one, it's really kind of I don't want to call it a joke. I mean, yeah. but it is. If you look at what you can do to prepare for yourself compared to what the state is trying to force us to do, this program is not going to meet the needs of what people consider long-term care.
Exactly.
And what they're simply trying to do is say, we're going to come in and charge you 0.58 cents or a percent of your income. So if you're making $100,000, you're going to pay $580 a year into this long-term care pool. This long-term care pool is then going to provide you at some point $100 a day for a year. That's it. That's mm-hmm. which isn't really a long-term care situation. And the other thing that's really funny is, of course, it's DSHS. They're going to create a new department that's going to manage this money. So think about it. Everybody's going out on Gilligan's Island and they're picking coconuts and they're throwing them into one shed, and that's going to be the retirement account, right? So when mm-hmm. you get to that point or the disability hut, you fall out of the tree and hurt yourself, they'll have coconuts to feed you. But now all of a sudden, someone's got to manage that shed of coconuts, the professor, and he's going to start taking a coconut a day to feed himself. And then, mm-hmm. you know, that's exactly what these programs do. They start whittling that money off.
Exactly.
And so it becomes very inefficient compared to private enterprise. So I want to talk a little bit today on the show about not only this new bill that they're trying to pass through, but what Medicare does and what Medicaid does, because
yeah.
a lot of people still believe that the government is going to pay for long-term care. And folks, I don't care if they pass this bill, which I hope they don't. The AARP is against it.
Mm-hmm.
Several
they're
groups are against it. Even if they do pass it, it is not going to do anything for you in a true long-term care situation.
Exactly. And the only way to opt out of it is to get your own long-term care insurance.
Yeah. And quite frankly, We've seen other countries do this. Germany has this, where you either you have to take the state-run long-term care program, or you have to pay extra and go get your own. But what these things do ultimately is they tax everybody to try to provide benefits for a few. But then when you look at how the benefits go, and we'll get into that, like how it triggers, doesn't trigger like a regular long-term yeah. care situation that the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has defined as long-term care. It doesn't trigger that way. This is the state's own way. So it's going to be more burdensome to be able to get that money out. So we'll talk about that too. Before we get there, though, I want to talk about, we got a couple classes coming up. We got a class on Monday, which is really, it's full.
Yeah, we actually took it off the website because it is full, and we had a little bit of a waiting list. So, and you can still get the details for that class by going to our website, 525longtermcare.com. We have two other classes up right now. February 9th, it's a Saturday at 9 a.m. That's just a general long-term care planning class. Good way to start. And then we have another weekday class, Friday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. start. So the directions for these classes are pretty much the same. So if you click on those and need directions for this upcoming Monday class, you can get it on there.
Yeah, and if you signed up for a Monday class, that's the asset-based class at 10 o'clock, and you know you can't make it, please just shoot us an email or give us a call. The information's on our website. And what we'll do is open up that space for somebody else because we do have a waiting list. And again, these classes, the reason, you know, I was just out talking with another advisor here this last week, and I was explaining our process, and he's like, you know, that's a lot of work, Brian. You guys go through a lot of work to do this. I said, yes, but I really think it's crucial. It's mm-hmm. The whole idea is that we want you to have a full understanding of what long-term care is, number one, how it works, and then some of these options. We do not sell a plan. A lot of people will call us. I just got a call yesterday. How much is your plan? It's like, I don't have a plan. It's mm-hmm. not my plan. We're going to design a plan for you, and we're going to help you choose the right carrier so that that plan fits you financially, and it provides a meaningful benefit to you, which might be different than somebody else. And so the whole idea is then we say, what's the best way to fund that plan? Each carrier might have different ways, right? You might be able to use some retirement accounts. You might be able to use a health savings account. You might be able to use a business deduction. It might make sense to move an existing chunk of money that you have, an annuity, a life insurance, a CD, into one of these plans, or it might make more sense to pay over time. Those are all the options. And so the class is really designed to say, hey, come in, sit down, relax. It's a class. We don't let you sign up for anything. That's the thing that people are surprised at. You're not going to get, it's not a timeshare
yeah,
place.
Timeshare,
right?
Thing. Yeah.
You're not going to have to, you know, we're not going to feed you and then lock the doors. We're going to let you come in, get educated, answer your questions. And the best part about these classes I just love is all the other questions that get asked.
Yeah, because I mean, it really turns into a nice advanced kind of forum because someone starts asking a question and everyone else is like, wow, I didn't even think of that. That's a great question. So, I mean, these classes really help us help you know that there are lots of different options out there. A lot mm-hmm. of people think, well, I just want the hybrid plan.
Yeah.
Well, the hybrid plans can be designed many different ways.
Absolutely. And so sign up for one of these classes, come in, learn about what long-term care is, learn about some of these options. And then when you sit down and talk with us, you're going to have, it's just a better conversation from mm-hmm. both sides. Yeah. It helps us help you because we're through the basics. We know what's covered. We know how you trigger long-term care. You understand all that. And then it's a matter of like designing that meaningful benefit. And then what's the best way to pay for that? So let's head into our first break real quick. And when we come back, let's talk about this new bill that's Washington State's trying to push through and some of the other options that the government currently has. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Hey, it's Story Monson with my financial advisor, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, what I love about you guys is your focus on risk management.
Well, Dory, we're a fiduciary and a holistic retirement planning firm. Our goals are simple. Get our clients the highest returns with the least amount of risk and cost.
I know they're normally used for safety, but how risky are bonds right now?
If a significant portion of your retirement portfolio is in cash or bonds, that just doesn't work in this low interest rate environment on the verge of inflation. You need a bond replacement strategy.
I got to tell you, you have to read it. Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn that bond replacement strategy, learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist. And every weekend, alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our case manager.
Good morning.
Yes, it's supposed to be a beautiful day today. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So weekend. We've got, it's been a busy week. Last week, Dory was talking about this new Washington State House bill, HS 2533. They're proposing to pass a statewide tax on employees that will then pay for long-term care in the future. And, you know, I was reading through the bill and, man, I just, you know, my blood boils. It really does, because it's kind of one of those things. I think, therefore, it is. A lot of people think that this is a good idea, therefore, it is a good idea. But they don't do the research. They don't do the homework. They don't understand the facts. I mean, nobody called me and asked me about long-term care.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody called any of the insurance companies. In fact, Dory had called us and said, hey, what do you know about this? I was like, well, this is a state thing. It's like none of the insurance carriers are even familiar with it at this point. But the idea is that they're saying, hey, long-term care is a problem. So they go through and they point out all these factual facts that we know. It's the obvious stuff. Number one, Medicare doesn't pay for long-term care. It's expensive to the state. The majority of people over 65 will need long-term care services. Well, that majority technically is 70%. That's what Human and Health Services say nationally, that 70% of people at age 65 will end up in a long-term care situation. And that's at age 65. What you have to understand is by the time I'm 80, if I'm still alive, I've got like an 85% chance I'm going to end up in long-term care.
Exactly. The risk goes up each year.
Each year. That's exactly right. Because the choices are pretty straightforward. You either die or you get that much closer to a long-term care situation. And so they keep going on, you know, paying for care out of pocket is expensive. My notes on that say, duh. Right? This is in the bill.
Yes.
This is what we're hiring people to do, right? Our state legislation. We're saying, hey, this is the quality of stuff that you're writing in your book report. Oh, paying for care out of pocket's expensive. Duh. We know that. You know? That's why the state's having such a problem, because people run out of money and they end up on Medicaid. And the other thing that they're going on here is they're saying long-term care insurance is expensive. Now, this is where my blood really started boiling, and we're going to talk about this. Expensive is relative. Expensive to what?
Mm-hmm.
They're proposing that if I make $100,000 a year, I'm going to pay $600 or $580 a year into the state plan to get 1 year of long-term care, which is $100 a day for 1 year. Technically, right now, a 50-year-old male can go out and get 2 years of coverage at $3,000 a month with a 3% inflation factor for $600 a year. So how is that expensive? How is long-term care insurance expensive? If they're charging double the rate, that's on a 50-year-old. And what you have to remember is you're going to pay for this as a 27-year-old.
Yeah.
The 25-year-old is going to pay for this. Long-term care insurance is, you know, your age is what determines the premium. Your health is what determines the eligibility. So again, flawed to this point where they're saying it's expensive. It's like, no, it's not compared to what they're offering. They're actually, it's twice as much for a 50-year-old.
Well, and what they're offering is just not comprehensive. I mean, it's just not enough.
It's true. And here's what they're saying. What Madeline means by that is they're saying we'll give you up to $100 a day of long-term care coverage for 1 year. Folks, if you make it a year in long-term care, you are going to end up probably being 5 to 6 years. That's really what the statistics bear out. The average claim from an insurance point of view is 4 years. A third of the people die within a year. So those people that die within a year are going to get $100 a day. But I'll tell you what, if you had $100 a day right now to pay for care, and let's back that up for a second. Where they're basing this off of is they say that the average Medicaid recipient uses 96 hours of home health care a month. I don't know where they pulled that statistic out, but that's
the... I don't know where they're getting Medicaid at home.
That's the maximum. That is the maximum care that the Medicaid will provide for in-home care. And you know who that goes to? It goes for a cognitive impaired male.
Extreme case.
Who is physically fit, meaning they cannot put him in a group setting like a nursing home because he will just get out, or they're going to have two or three nurses always trying to restrain him. So that's about the most help you can get. And folks, when you break that down, how many days in a month? There's 30. You're talking about little over 3 hours a day of care. And so if you've got a cognitive impaired relative, Medicaid says, hey, we'll send in a healthcare worker for 3 hours a day. Guess what? The other 21 hours is on you. But that's the max that Medicaid is going to pay out for home healthcare. So their argument in this bill is that, well, that will pay the average need for people in long-term care. Home healthcare is $100 a day.
No, no.
Not even close.
We live in an area that's just not possible.
Not even close.
I mean, maybe some rural areas, there'd be some minor help, but this is just not where we live.
The other issue here too, okay, so now let's say that this bill passes. Everybody's going to start contributing money out of their paycheck every single year into the big pot. Now, to qualify for this, number one, you have to pay into this plan for 10 years without interruption or five or more consecutive years, meaning that you paid in and then you took some years off. You have to pay in for another 5 years before you qualify. Well, they're worried about long-term care costs blowing up by 2030. Well, folks, that's 11 years away. So the vast majority of these people that are 65 right now that are retiring in the state of Washington, they're not even going to be paying into this plan.
Yeah.
They're not even going to qualify. And so the flaw with this system is that if you've got to pay in for 10 years before you can get that money out, well, what's going to happen to the 60-year-olds, the 65, the 70-year-olds right now that are going to be in long-term care 10, 15 years down the road?
Yeah, that's the silver tsunami that we need to...
That's right. That's the baby boomers. Against. They've never paid into it. So that doesn't meet that need either. So again, this is going to be a money grab from the state of Washington that really isn't going to solve any of the long-term care problems today. The other thing that really just got me fired up on this, in order to qualify, you must trigger three activities of daily living. So ADLs are what we call activities of daily living. That's transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. Long-term care plans set out by the NAIC, the national rules say you have to trigger two of those to trigger a long-term care claim. State of Washington's coming in saying, we're going to make the bar even higher. You have to trigger three of them. And nowhere in the bill that I read did I see any reference to a cognitive issue.
Yeah.
Cognitive claims are over half of all long-term care claims now, meaning Alzheimer's, dementia, severe memory loss, Parkinson's disease.
Because many cognitive claims, you can still do your activities of daily living.
That's what's scary.
Yeah, but so, you still need standby assistance.
So I'm a healthy male. I've got Alzheimer's disease. I am slowly deteriorating mentally, but I can get up and I can dress. I can get myself to the bathroom. I can feed myself. It might be baloney every day, but, you know, I can feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And off I go. And that can go for years before the brain deteriorates enough to where you get to a point where I need help with the ADLs.
Help. Yeah.
So that's why a normal long-term care policy, when you come in and you buy a long-term care insurance plan, it's going to trigger off of two activities of daily living, or it's going to trigger off a cognitive diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem is, if I'm cognitively impaired, I can still do all the ADLs, but then I can go stick a fork in the toaster. I can walk out the door and take a left instead of a right. It becomes a safety issue. And that's why we see these silver alerts.
Exactly.
Right? Because mm-hmm. someone went out and they got lost or they tried to drive. And so that's the cognitive impairment. That's what long-term care is designed to do. It's help people in those cognitive situations. The state's coming in saying, well, you've got to be deteriorated to a point where you need help with three activities of daily living. My grandmother would have never triggered hers. Hers was basically transferring, and it was dressing.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So they would have said, well, she needs one more. She needs to get to the point where she can't, you know, go to the bathroom by herself or something.
My mom wouldn't have triggered it for many years. I mean, she could still do a couple things for 5 or 6 years. It would have been just the last year of her life.
Yeah. So I will tell you, folks, this is House Bill 2533. It says in here, House Appropriations, originally sponsored by Representatives Jenkins, Johnson, Cody, Theringer, Harris, Slater, Appleton, Frame, Robinson, Haler, Stoner, Fitzgibbon, Fay, Wiley, Pollitt, and Marcel. If that's one of yours, call them. Tell them this is a joke. It really is, because all it's going to do is it's going to be a big money grab. It's not going to solve the problem. We're still going to be relying on Medicaid, which is after you've spent through all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about this, that example that I told you, that 50-year-old male that can get 2 years at $3,000 a month with 3% inflation, that's a state partnership program. That means after 2 years of long-term care, if he ends up on Medicaid, he can protect assets equal to what was paid out by the long-term care insurance plan. This doesn't do any of this. This doesn't address any of this. In fact, if you're receiving like therapy care from Medicare or something, this plan is not going to cover you. That's in the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't defined who a caregiver can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most likely what's probably going to happen is you're going to have to get licensed. So your $100 a day doesn't come in because your wife's providing that care for you. It's going to be, you're going to have to go out and get visiting angels. Well, what's that going to get you? That's going to get you 3 hours.
Yeah. Go look up how much $36,000 will last, how far that will last you in a long-term care situation.
Yeah. Because the state's not going to pay this money back to the families. They want that to be a taxable event, right? So they pay that $100 to a facility or to a caregiver. Well, that's income for them. Now they got to pay B&O tax if they're a facility. They've got to pay the income tax or whatever else is involved on that, versus they're not going to give $100 to a family member to provide care, which is the vast majority of who is providing that care for these people at this level is
exactly.
Their family members.
Yep.
And I think the other thing that we want to touch on real quick too is that, remember, Medicare covers acute care. That's I fall and I break my hip. I'm going to bust out my Medicare card. I have that stroke. They're going to cover that first week or 2 weeks or whatever it is.
That's your health insurance.
That's your health insurance. As long as you're getting better, that's what Medicare covers. The problem is it doesn't cover long-term care costs. Medicaid, which right now is picking up the majority of long-term care costs in this country, is a safety net program. That is designed for people that are broke.
Mm-hmm.
So what the government's really trying to figure out right now, like all the states are, is how do we mitigate the cost of Medicaid? Well, that's where the state partnership programs came in. They said, look, we're going to reward you for making a private insurance company the first payer. And it does two things. It protects your assets and it also protects the state, because now the private insurance company is paying those long-term care costs, not the state. And you haven't spent all your assets down to get to that level to where the state's going to pay. So there's a lot of options out there. And that's what Dory was talking about during the week. It's like, you know what? We're going back to Gilligan's Island. I want a coconut. Be responsible. And if you want to retire, you want to have long-term care, put a plan in place. Because I guarantee you, those people that are out there, and it's over half of America right now, maybe more, is getting to the point where they just think the government should and they will take care of me. And then they're greatly disappointed, just like my aunt. My cousins were so mad because their mom didn't get the level of care from Medicaid that they thought she deserved. I'm like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Medicaid can't support that.
You can't support that. They're not. She didn't. She had a choice. She could have went out and got long-term care insurance, and she didn't. My grandmother had long-term care insurance, and she had a much nicer quality of life. But she planned, she prepared for it, and she wasn't dependent on somebody telling her. And what this bill is simply going to do is going to give people a false sense of security that there's a safety net program there for them. And when push comes to shove, they're not going to qualify for this. Because guess what? Oh, you're cognitively impaired, but you can still do your ADLs. You're not going to get the money. Oh,
exactly.
You've triggered two ADLs, which is a true long-term care situation considered by the IRS and the NAIC, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. But oh, the state of Washington, even though you've paid in for 30 years, you have to trigger with three ADLs.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just a lot of flaw to this. So don't buy into the hype. And that's why we do the classes and stuff. Learn about these long-term care programs out there, especially these new ones that are going to pay you back, because there's just so many options out there to really stay and control your care options versus letting a bureaucrat tell you what you're going to get and when you qualify for long-term care.
Exactly.
We're going to head into our second break here. And when we come back, I want to jump into a client of the week, and I want to show you how we set up an asset-based plan that's going to pay you back and keep you in control of your long-term care options.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. You're listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott and Madeline Lutch. And whether you know it or not, you've already taken a very important first step just by tuning in this morning. You see, long-term care is going to affect nearly 3 out of 4 of us during our retirement years. In fact, it's probably the biggest risk we face. And not only can it wipe out everything we've worked hard for, it can tear our families apart due to the physical and emotional stress that comes with an extended healthcare situation. Now, the good news is a lot has changed, and there are now more options and new programs that'll not only protect your savings and your family, but they are guaranteed to pay you back if you never use them. So I want you to take the next step. Do what my wife and I did. Learn even more. Attend one of the free long-term care planning classes that Brian and Madeline put on. You'll be very glad you did. It's great information. Register today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
So you heard the ads there. We do have a couple classes coming up in February. Our next class is Monday. And if you sign up for that class and you can't make it, please let us know because we have a waiting list for that. That's our asset-based class that kicks off Monday at 10 a.m. And then we have another asset-based class coming up February 22nd at 10 a.m. That's a Friday. And then we have our long-term care regular class 101 on February 9th at 9 a.m. Now, the key to these classes, you know, a lot of people ask, do I need to come to both or either one? And quite frankly, the 101 class is still going to touch on the asset-based programs and the state partnership programs and things like that. The asset-based class is really just designed for people that are probably going to self-insure. They have significant assets. You know, they got a net worth of $1 million or close to it, one way or the other. They can come in and move some money into one of these plans because that's where we really focus on that class. We just say, look, here's all a bunch of different examples of asset base. You're still going to learn about the asset base on the regular class. The examples, the book, that's all the same regardless of the class you come to.
Exactly. So it's worth it to come to either one, and because you get the book, and that's the main thing because the book goes through everything.
Yeah. So this is the time in the show where we go to a client of the week, and this is just kind of walking you through the process of how we help design a plan for someone that came in. And this is such a classic example. This is Alan, who's 59, and Joan is 58. They are currently watching Joan's mother go through long-term care situation. She's entering into her fifth year of a long-term care situation. And like so many other people, this is just the typical stereotype.
Common. Yeah.
Joan's mother ended up being the caregiver for her father and she just literally wore herself out. Her dad's passed away now. Mom is paying the price. She is in a long-term care situation. They decimated their savings, their assets. Her dad was, she said her dad was one of these guys that was very proud and he worked hard and didn't need anything from anybody. And then the truth is they busted the estate. So Joan is basically down to the house at this point, having to try to qualify for Medicaid. Now there's going to be a lien on that house if they do that. That's the problem, right? So that has stirred the soup with her siblings because the siblings are all saying, well, we want to keep the house. That's an asset. That's our inheritance. Why should we give that back to the government? Well, the government's saying, well, if you want Medicaid, fine, but we're going to put a lien on the house because by law, Medicaid has to go recapture any money that they pay out if it's available.
Exactly.
And when you're the last survivor of a spouse, the house is going to be liened. If her husband was still alive, that wouldn't be the case. He could get Medicaid. They wouldn't lien the house. But since she's the last survivor, it's going to be lien on the house. So the siblings now are all arguing, well, we should all just pitch in and keep the house. And they're trying to do the math and it's causing this family strife. And folks, this is what we talk about in long-term care. Most people will come in and sit down in our class. They will talk to us. They'll ask us questions. But the truth is they're never going to do anything because you have to bet against yourself to put a long-term care plan in place, right?
That's true.
You have to bet against yourself. And so you're sitting there saying, well, it's not going to happen to me. Or the other person is like Joan's dad. I've got plenty of money. I'm okay. I'm not going to need it. And they don't understand the seriousness or how much money it really costs to go through a long-term care situation.
And how much burden it is on your family. I mean,
that's right. That's the ancillary issues, right? The family strife, the arguments, all this other stuff. So money is at the forefront for most people. Most people aren't going to want to spend their money on long-term care when they start seeing they have to write a check for $8,000 every month and they don't know how long that's going to last. So they came into our office. They're living through all this. They want to put a plan in place. Ideally, they don't, you know, they wanted a plan that was going to pay them back. If they didn't use it, that sounded great. And so we sat down and we started talking with them. They had done pretty good job savings. By no means were they in a situation where either one of them felt they could self-insure.
Yeah.
Because they watched their parents go through this. And they said,
know
well,
how much money they can go through.
$1 million is $1 million when it comes to long-term care. You're going to blow right through it. So they came in wanting to design a plan. They had good income. They were still both working. They planned on working for the foreseeable future. And so they were asking, you know, what's the best plan? Do we pay as we go? Do we do a lump sum? We're still saving for retirement. And I said, you know, looking at what they had a little nest egg. They had to cut some money set in some CDs. And I said, what are you guys doing with this? And well, that's our rainy day fund. So I said, what if we do a combination? Small deposit, and then we do some ongoing payments, but we get you guys a lifetime of coverage for long-term care. And so they were both excited about that, and that's what we did. So we came into this and we said, let's take a single deposit of $94,000. we deposit that money with the insurance company. Now, again, that is their money. If they ever canceled the plan, they're going to get that money back. But you don't want to cancel the plan because that's the foundation for this whole plan is the long-term care. That's really the benefit we're going for. But what they're going to do is deposit the $94,000, and then I'm going to have them make 10 payments of $9,700, so $9,700. And the reason why I'm having them do that as opposed to just coming in with a lump sum is because they can pay part of that $9,700 out of a health savings account, and they both had health savings accounts. Again, we always want to look for those tax-efficient ways to fund one of these plans.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's going to happen for them. They're going to put a total, if they make all 10 payments and they do the deposit, they'll put a total of $191,000 into this plan. Now, the plan is guaranteed to give them $200,000 back. That means if they never use it, they never touch it, $200,000 goes back tax-free to the estate. If they use less than $200,000, the difference goes back to the estate.
Mm-hmm.
So that money, they're always going to get $200,000, meaning they could use $50,000 of long-term care. The other $150,000 is going to come back to the estate tax-free. However, most likely they'll use it for long-term care. This plan is going to give them $6,000 a month, but it's going to have a 3% inflation rider on it, which means that that $6,000 monthly benefit is going to grow by 3% every year. Now, remember the bucket of money for long-term care? That's unlimited. Mm-hmm. It never runs out.
Lifetime benefit.
So they're 58. You know, let's go down here 25 years. Now, each of them have $146,000 a year of long-term care benefits tax-free for life. Think about that. One, you know, her mom's in 5 years of claim. One of them go on claim in 5 years at that point. That's like $750,000 that came out of this plan for just one person being on claim for 5 years. But they're both covered. They could both pull 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And so this is what these plans do. They insure the family against both ends of the spectrum. I don't use long-term care. I get lucky. My $191,000 turns into $200,000 tax-free back to the estate. However, I end up in a cognitive situation, 8 years, 10 years, I'm covered. My wife needs another 6 years of coverage. She's covered as well, too.
Never runs out.
Unlimited lifetime benefits for long-term care. So I think people like Joan and Alan were just sitting there doing the math. And I remember when we delivered this policy, they were sitting there and she had kind of this, you know, this kind of sad look on her face. Like, you know, I was like, what are you thinking about right now? And she said, I'm just thinking how different it would be if my parents would have done this.
Yeah.
They had the money to do this easily. They could have put one of these plans in place. The money would have come back either way if they didn't use it. And she goes, but right now I wouldn't be fighting with my siblings. We wouldn't be worrying about selling the house. We wouldn't be sitting there making all these decisions that you have to make in a long-term care situation. And I think that's what people forget about. I have a long-term care plan. I end up in long-term care. Guess what? My spouse is going to call the 800 number and a team of professionals is going to jump into action.
Exactly.
Help us line up the people we need. Help us manage the bills. Make sure that the bills get paid. She's not going to be writing checks. It's going to be taken care of for. And here they are sitting there trying to figure out how to scrap the money together to pay for mom's care. She's in her fifth year. Now the house is a sitting duck. It's either going to be leaned if they go for Medicaid or they're going to have to sell it or they're going to have to start contributing. And the problem in these family environments, usually one or two of the siblings might have the money to do it and the other ones don't.
Exactly.
Right? I can't come
Who's
up with...
Who's going to really step up?
Yeah, I can't come up with $2,300 a month for mom. I'm sorry. I can't do that right now. I'm not in a position to do that. And the other two can and they want to save the house. So then it's like, well, you need to buy me out of the house. Well, what's the house worth? And that's... It just starts all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... It's very frustrating. And that's where the legal planning also comes in. So you listen to Rick Gregorek's show here on Sunday on Cairo, and that's what he talks about. It's about having a plan. It's about having those decisions already made so that your kids are sitting there squabbling over what we're going to do with the house because
yeah.
It does not bring families together. These long-term care situations more likely will divide families if there's not a plan. So what we're trying to do here for Alan and Joan is just come in and say, look, you have a plan. You have a plan now. So if something happens to you, your kids are going to call this 800 number. You're going to have a team of professionals that are going to jump in. They're going to help them with those decisions. And you're going to have an income stream coming in to mitigate those costs for long-term care.
It's just huge because the thing about long-term care situations is they really don't wait for a convenient time. I just don't know very many people that have been through a long-term care situation that said, oh, yeah, it happened right when we thought it was. You know, it always happens and it's always a surprise and a crisis situation.
It really is. And to that point, it's the same as trying to get a long-term care plan put in place, right? And I am preaching to the choir right now because we've got an application, my wife and I, for a new plan. We're going to replace an existing plan that I have. And I go out skiing and I mess up my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So technically now I got to wait to get through that process before I can qualify. And people forget about this. They think they're going to get long-term care insurance when they need it. It doesn't work that way. And then people don't realize, they think, well, the long-term care event's going to be somewhere off in the future and somehow I'm going to be prepared for it and I'm going to be ready for it. And that never happens.
No.
It's never the case. It's not like, okay, it's time for Alzheimer's. This is the year. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's a very valid point that Madeline makes, is that we have to plan. We have to take action. So one of the things you can do is start that process. Come learn about the programs, come to one of our classes, and then start the process, because a lot of people are going to talk about it. And a lot of people are going to think they did something about long-term care planning, and they're never going to have it done when it happens. And they're not going to have the finances there. They're not going to have the legal documents ready. And the family, it's just going to be a mess. So we're going to head into our final break. And when we come back, I got a question of the week from Mary over in Issaquah. So stick around. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
And I got to tell you, you have to read Zach's brand new version of Common Sense Investing. You'll learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call now, get your free copy, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476.
That's 1-888-973-5476.
And thanks for tuning in to Long Term Care Radio this morning. We are in the studio every Saturday morning with a new show, so hope you come back and learn something. And that's really what the show is about.
Exactly. The shows and the classes. I mean, we're here to educate you so that you can be your own advocate. Brian says this all the time. Go educate yourself.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of things out there like this new bill. There's a lot of articles on the internet that are just, you know, there's just very few that are factual.
Yeah, and I think that ultimately, you know, we are talking about this on another show. We are not good as human beings preparing for stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We just aren't. And I mean, there's a few of us, and those are the people we're looking for. But, you know, I always think about that. Like every disaster, everything that happens, somebody standing out there and like, I had no idea, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, you get a flat tire and you're stuck on the side of the road and it's like, well, that's, you know, that's why I carry a jug of water with me always, you know, and when I'm doing stuff is be prepared. And that's really all this is we're just saying get prepared for the biggest risk you face in retirement. And that is not a stock market crash. It's a long-term care event. The statistics are just overwhelming. If I'm moving into a retirement community and they're sitting there on the fine print and says 7 out of 10 homes catch on fire in this neighborhood, I mean, you'd probably think twice about moving into it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we don't have a choice. We're moving into that neighborhood. And so we know that event's coming, and it's not only – like I say, most of our clients have someone else they care about. So a spouse, children, family, friends. If you're just a single person out there and you got money or you don't have money and you don't care where the government sticks you if you end up in long-term care, you don't need long-term care. That's simple. Just roll the dice and go. But if you really like these stories that we bring in, like Alan and Joan, it's the family. You know,
exactly.
She's living through it. You lived through it. You're still living through it with your siblings and people.
My dad still lives with me.
People go through that. And that's the you know, we don't know if one of these plans that has $6,000 a month or $8,000 or $10,000, we don't know if that's enough money. That's not the point. But what we do know is whatever that plan is, it's going to mitigate a lot of the stress and a lot of the consequences that are dumped on the family, like the decision-making and how do you get this level of care and how do you know that that level of care is being done correctly? Because now we have a team of professionals behind this insurance plan. And oh, by the way, we have this tax-free stream of income to pay for care. And that's up to you, whether you want it to be $3,000 a month or you want it to be $10,000 a month. You get to design that. That's the great part about it. So come and learn. We got a couple of programs, classes coming up. They're on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. You'll see February 9th at 9 a.m. That's a Saturday. And again, February 22nd, which is a Friday. That's an asset-based class. The descriptions are both on there as well, too. So it's right on the front homepage. You don't have to search for that. And then below that at 525longtermcare.com, you'll see long-term care radio question of the week. This is a chance for you to send us a question. If something pops up, you listen to the show. We're going to pick through these questions every week, and we're going to bring one onto the air here and read it. And we're going to send you a $5 scratch ticket from the Washington State Lotto, and hopefully somebody can win some money and stick it to the man. That's what I'm hoping. You know, $100,000 or something be fun.
Exactly.
But the question here, this one comes from Mary over in Issaquah. And Mary says, what happens to your Medicare benefits if you have a long-term care policy? We've gotten this question before.
Oh, probably every class we do.
Yeah.
So, and it's a good one because we were kind of talking about it earlier in the show about what, you know, Medicare plays a role in as far as long-term care insurance.
Yeah, a lot of people get this confused, right? Because we're thinking of medical insurance. Medical insurance dictates the care that we can get, where we can go, what we can do, blah, 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 blah. Long-term care insurance has nothing to do with your medical insurance, Mary. It has nothing to do with your Medicare. You're going to have your Medicare insurance until you die.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to pay for your acute care. It's still going to pay for your doctor visits. What long-term care is designed to pay for is that custodial care, that ongoing day-to-day care that you need to support independent living. Now, that may be in your home. It may be an assisted living facility. It may be in a skilled nursing facility. It may be an adult family home. It doesn't matter. But the whole idea is they do not have an effect on each other. By law, Medicare has to be the first payer. So what we mean by that is if there's an event where long-term care will pay and Medicare will pay, Medicare legally has to pay for that first. And the idea is to save your money because, again, your policy for long-term care is not just, you know, whatever I want. It's how much benefit do I get a month? Mm-hmm. So if you have that $6,000 a month coming in, the idea is that the insurance company, the billing specialist, is going to sit there and look at the claims and say, hey, you know what? This is a Medicare eligible cost. Medicare should be paying for that. That way we can save that $6,000 a month for you to pay for your custodial care, for the care that you need ongoing. So it doesn't have an effect on Medicare. And we get this question a lot because you think, well, if I have Medicare, maybe it makes me ineligible for a Medicare event because I have long-term care insurance. Yeah. And that's just not true. My grandmother used her – in fact, there were several situations where my grandmother had to go to the hospital and they took her in the ambulance. And Medicare came in and said, we'll pay X amount of this and then the rest is a deductible on the ambulance ride or whatever it is. Long-term care would come and say, you know what, we'll pick up that difference. Mm-hmm. So they would pay for that as well too, but Medicare was the first payer of that. Mm-hmm. So it's really going to, if anything, it's just going to help you limit out-of-pocket expenses on medical events in some situations.
Yeah, but it sticks with you throughout your whole life.
I mean, there's even some long-term care policies out there that will actually pay for medications. Mm-hmm. So if you, again, you have a, what is it, the Part D on the Medicare that pays for prescription drugs, a lot of people didn't have that before. So even some of these long-term care plans will come in and say, we will pick up and allow you to use your monthly benefit to pay the difference there. Mm-hmm. So Medicare is paying the first 70 cents. We'll come in and pay this next 30 cents. So that way you're not out of pocket.
Or when you get into the donut hole, if you do on your Part D.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. So there's a lot of these ancillary benefits. And the other thing the long-term care insurance plans do too, like our best company, our best plan, they'll pay for caregiver training. So let's say that you have a medical event and now, like my aunt, she was going through dialysis and she had a machine at home. And so you had all these hoses and you had to hook up, you had to do that. You can train a family member to know how to operate that equipment. Mm-hmm. You can pay for that out of a benefit out of long-term care. Medical equipment, medical things such as wheelchair ramps, grab handles.
A lift. Yeah.
My stair lift.
Mm-hmm. And my mom had one. It was like a sling to get my mom up and out of the bed. So they had trained my dad to do that.
Yeah. So I want to age at home. Well, Medicare is not going to pay for that, but the long-term care policy will pay for things like that. Like that, you know, you need the stair lift because you can't get up the stairs anymore. So as long as that's part of the plan of care, there's a lot of these ancillary benefits that are built into these long-term care plans that are actually going to make it fill that gap where Medicare leaves off.
Yeah, and they're designed to make you have a more comfortable quality of life in a long-term care situation.
Yeah, and so, I mean, just really great question. Medicare is always going to be with you. Long-term care, if anything, it's going to enhance your Medicare benefits, but it's also going to provide you that money where Medicare stops. Mm-hmm. Long-term care is going to step up and provide that custodial care and pay for that ongoing care that you need to be independent, whether that's in your home or whether you choose to move to a continuing care or to an assisted living facility. So just a lot of real good benefits that come with this. And, you know, I was just going over with a client yesterday. These plans are really well thought out. I mean, we've been working on these since the 1970s. And so we've really enhanced and the insurance commissioners have gotten together and made some new rules and some new regulations. So we know these things are just fantastic. So, I mean, it's just, great question. You have a question for us, go to 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com, and we'll be glad to get you on the air and read your question and send you a $5 scratch ticket. Maybe you can win some money. So,
and sign up for our classes.
Yeah. So if you have any questions for us or you really want to learn, come to our class. 525longtermcare.com is where you sign up. We're going to have two classes in February, asset-based and a regular class, and it's a great way to get the process started. So we'll be back next week with another show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188.